Nevada flags cross-border online gambling risks in new advisory. Nevada's gaming regulator has issued new guidance urging licensees to exercise greater caution when engaging in online betting activity that reaches beyond state and national boundaries. Nevada issues fresh guidance as cross-border iGaming expands. The Nevada Gaming Control Board released a 5-page notice on Friday, signed by Chair Mike Dreitzer, warning operators that the rapid evolution of digital gaming platforms has created legal exposure when services touch players in other countries. The memo highlights that operators, platform providers, and content distributors must be vigilant about foreign gaming laws and the way services are delivered, locally hosted versus remotely operated, which can generate differing regulatory obligations. In the notice, the board identifies three common market roles that may trigger cross-border compliance obligations: direct operators who take bets from customers, business-to-business technology and platform suppliers, and aggregators or distributors that syndicate game content to multiple partners. The board warned that each model carries distinct risks depending on where end users are located and how jurisdictions classify remote gambling activity. This guidance is intended to help Nevada licensees understand that geographic reach and technological architecture matter. Doing business online does not create a safe harbor from foreign gaming laws or Nevada's regulatory standards, Dreitzer wrote in the memo. Licensees must perform diligent legal analysis before entering or supporting activity in markets that prohibit, restrict, or criminalize online wagering. Alongside practical advice, the guidance lists jurisdictions the board currently regards as prohibited for Nevada licensees, naming countries that include Australia, China, Cuba, India, Indonesia, Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Thailand. The board explicitly cautioned that this list is not exhaustive and is subject to change. Responsibility rests with licensees to confirm the legal status of any market before offering or enabling gaming services. The board also set out red flags that could indicate a jurisdiction is off-limits: explicit statutory bans on remote gambling, active enforcement actions against operators or players, technology-level blocking, domain takedowns or IP filtering, and restrictions on payments linked to gaming transactions. The notice recommends periodic review of target jurisdictions, noting that rules can shift quickly, and advising reassessment at least every 2 years, or sooner when local law or enforcement appears to be changing. Compliance checklist for licensees. Industry compliance advisors say the board's memo formalizes risks operators have long faced, but signals a more proactive enforcement posture in Nevada. Laura Chen, a senior partner at Meridian Regulatory Advisors, who previously served as a regulatory counsel to major U.S. sportsbooks, said, "Operators must build layered compliance programs that combine jurisdictional legal analysis, contractual protections with B2B partners, and real-time technical controls. Relying on the absence of enforcement is a risky strategy. The appropriate question is whether the activity would be lawful if regulators in that country chose to act." The board advises licensees to document their due diligence, to require contractual warranties and indemnities from B2B partners where applicable, and to consult the board's investigations division when uncertainty persists. For aggregator and platform models, the memorandum permits reliance on a partner's compliance work only when it is evidenced in contract terms and supported by demonstrable audits or certifications. Regulatory observers note this guidance arrives against a backdrop of accelerating cross-border innovation in online betting, vaulted by cloud hosting, wallet services, and real-time streaming that blurs jurisdictional lines.
Nevada Gaming Commission attorney now in private practice, commented, "Regulators globally are grappling with technology that outpaces statutory frameworks. Nevada's step is pragmatic. It tells licensees to get their house in order or face disciplinary action at home, regardless of where a player is located. Operators in Nevada and companies considering the U.S. market should treat the memo as a prompt to review contracts, tighten geo-blocking and payment controls, strengthen record-keeping, and seek counsel on local licensing exposures before expanding product reach into new international markets."